With more on all of this and what's moving markets, let's bring in our Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickrey. A lot going on today.
Yes, there is. And a bit of a relief rally, as we've been talking about, but we're not out of the woods yet. We have the Dow up 400 points. And by the way, the leadership is pretty broad-based today. The Nasdaq up 2%. We're seeing financials and energy and tech participate, along with consumer discretionary. So not just the value, but the growth stocks as well. This is a two-month view of the S&P 500. And as you said, over the last 3 days, we've seen a bit of a slide here. Now, I want to point out that we are coming back to this area where we broke down out of this trading range two sessions ago. And so it's going to be critical to see what happens around anywhere from 4450 up to 4500. That's where shorts would reignite their short positions and potentially drive the market lower. But it remains to be seen. It's possible that we end up breaking to the upside here, in which case we're probably going to make a run at these record highs that we reached towards the beginning of the year. And as you said, 10-year T-note yield, that is up again to, it looks like we didn't take this out, but we are right near multi-year highs in some of these yields. And we're also taking a look at the sector action. And as I was talking about before, pretty broad-based here. Tech and consumer discretionary, each of those are up more than 2%. Now we have materials, industrials, and financials, each of those outperforming as well. And you can really see some of the love in the market in the NASDAQ 100. That's where a lot of these gains are being made. Tesla up nearly 5%, Nvidia up 8% ahead of its earnings after the bell tomorrow. Microsoft and Apple each up more than 1%. And chip stocks really flying high today. I mentioned the Nvidia earnings, but also AMD just taking over Xilinx. That merger closed yesterday. Intel on its way to buying Tower Semi. So lots going on in the semiconductor market. And we have to look at the ARC components as well, because these are an important sentiment indicator. And we can see that some of these companies like Beam Therapeutics, Intellia, each of those up 8 and 6% respectively. So in terms of sentiment, and I'm going to go to my leaders board, really seeing a lot of these sectors flying high. So we got solar energy, we have chip stocks, we have ARC, we have cannabis, we have Chinese stocks, we have IPOs and retail. All of those are strongly outperforming today. We've seen this risk on, risk off behavior several times this year. And I would just point out that with the VIX north of 20, we have to be at least alert for the possibility that this is just going to be sold into.
Yeah, excellent point. You got to be ready for the volatility.